right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight?
Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why do I gotta start? I'm so used
to you
starting.
Hey. Be careful.
Oh, do I have to whisper
be
this?
Be very careful because it's
fragile.
It's very fragile and it's in the room.
It's alive.
So let's just be very careful.
No
this
loud
is,
noises.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 169. That's the one before 170, folks.
Wow.
And we're calling it carefully.
That's right.
You know why?
Why?
Because Just Mike has brought in his brand new replaced Green Lantern neon sign, and he's gonna open it with us live on the air right now. So there he goes. He's approaching the box now. While he's getting this all set, we should say that that this is his second or third one.
This is the second one, sir.
And it is a fragile piece, apparently, and they're very easily broken. And what we're hoping is that this one is not broken.
I hear last time he blew a gasser.
We're really hoping it is broken.
Just like right in half.
He's removing it now. He's taking it out of the packaging.
It just snaps.
And it's very fragile. It's glass. It's that neon glass from 1968.
Oh, he's pulling on the foam.
And he's removing it now. And he didn't get this far last time.
No, this was done already at this point.
It had already cracked and broken at this point. So
When it cracked and broke, I literally stared at it for 5 minutes. I didn't know what to do.
Before sending a tweet out about it?
I didn't know what to do.
And
I
you know,
stared at it.
And even though it came sort of, not broken, shall we say, it certainly came in a way that made it impossible not for it to be broken. It still took Just Mike a month to bring it back to the store to get a replacement because he was so stunned he didn't know what to do.
It was just out of sight, out of mind.
Where are we now? Are we all right? Oh, it looks like it has cleared. It has cleared the packaging, and
I'm just waiting for him to accidentally hit the side of the computer.
He's now
the Tron
he's
figure.
He's taking out the base and he's assembling the base. This is going to be exciting when we actually plug it in and it explodes.
And my hair burns off.
I will
I have no more eyebrows because of this thing.
I will giggle my ass off if that happens. We may have to put the show on pause. The first time we put the show on pause in like a year because I may not be able to continue if it doesn't work in some way.
Just see blood coming out of his hands and
Mike
eyes.
Is now
the small shards of glass.
Yes, he's pulling out the electronics assembly.
There's an assembly?
Yeah, there's. It's just a come assembled, sir. Come on.
I don't know. This is
high
tech.
That's for the price it should come that, and it blows me.
Yes, it should. But no, it doesn't. They pass those savings on to you, sir, by allowing you to assemble it yourself. It's like IKEA.
Come from IKEA?
It's like IKEA. Okay, and he's undoing the twist tie from the cord.
Right.
So that he's able to get it all together in one piece before he plugs it in and shows us the glorious Green Lantern neon sign. This is a DC Direct product.
I want
it
to be
it?
Like Christmas lights, where like only half of it lights up.
Just the circle part,
or
but not
blinks.
The lantern. But it blinks to Christmas tunes. Okay, he's got it fully assembled, and now he's looking for a place.
I don't know where to plug it in.
Right over here, actually. If you come over here in Studio A and you unplug whatever this piece of equipment is,
I have
right
to walk
here.
With it though.
I know that's part of our gamble. Okay, he's gently walking with it, and he's looking for. There's some random piece of equipment in Studio A which he can unplug, and plug it into the cord that's plugged into, and we're anxiously awaiting. And it's very the breath is being held by everybody in Studio A right now. And
oh my God, I almost died. Half of it didn't light up. That was great.
I think because it's neon that it kind of the gas has to all electrify as it goes through. So there it is.
We'll leave it here for the show.
Now
where are you going to put sure? that? Are you going to put that on? You're going to put that on your bar? Where does that go now?
That is an interesting. It is an interesting question. Where does one?
Where does
put,
one place that light?
That's going to go in my bedroom where I stare at it and do nothing else with it.
Yes, exciting. We shouldn't. You shouldn't talk, OG. You got some shit in your place that is as useless as tits on a bowl. So
so do you.
So well, I admit it.
That's kind of the nature of our business.
That's
I mean,
true.
You know, actually, the giant Obama puppet over there, for example.
That's,
really.
It's a plush, sir, not a puppet.
Whatever.
You just are I think you're casting your political feelings onto my collection.
Is that what it is?
I think it would be nice if say, Just Mike were to have a Green Lantern action figure collection, were he to put some sort of display together. That would be a nice topper. Like, for example, if we took the Batman black and white display here in Studio A and put the Batman symbol on top as opposed to that Kotobukiya Batman that's on top of it, that would be nice. That would be a nice item.
If
you can imagine that with a Green Lantern display.
Maybe the Blackest Night series.
There you go.
Just one figure going to fall just a little bit
just
forward.
Doop.
You saw that, Ochi. That's half of that thing didn't light. You saw that.
I saw half the thing didn't light. I got giddy. I grabbed the bottom of my seat and I bounced. It was fantastic.
The we should say the Green Lantern neon sign here is made of paper mache, so it's very, very fragile.
Yes, it's fragile.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Let's get right into it. Peter Berg. You know who Peter Berg is?
An actor?
No, he's a director, sir.
Okay, well, I had a 50% chance there.
Peter Berg was the gentleman that was tied to direct the new and up-and-coming, yet again, Dune movie. And now he is not. Which means they are in search of another director, putting the movie on hold again.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. You don't care about Dune?
I just hope they don't.
Sting?
No, it's No, I do like that version of the movie. I also like the Sci-Fi Channel version of the same story. I don't see a reason. And that Sci-Fi Channel remake is fairly recent. That's only a couple years old. 3-4 years maybe.
It might be a little more than that, but
yeah, I really don't see the need for them to remake it again. So, I hope I mean, somebody looking for a cheap paycheck might want to do it, but I really don't see the point in doing it.
Did you kids watch Castle this week?
No, but thankfully your wife posted the only clip that I would have wanted to see from
it. Oh, good.
So.
Oh, good.
Same for me.
It was pretty funny.
It was really funny.
It was really. Space Cowboy?
Yeah. There are no cows in space. And didn't you wear that like 5 years ago? And he's like, yeah, I like it.
Get over it.
Yeah, it was really, very, very clever. So,
very, very nice to see.
Clearly, they know where the bulk of the audience for that show is coming from.
It was great, too, because it spawned this whole, Nathan Fillion Twitter trending topic this past week.
It did.
And it eventually got down to Fillion versus Chuck Norris. And I think one of the tweets I saw was Chuck Norris dresses as Nathan Fillion for Halloween. So clearly Nathan Fillion came out on top in
that's
war.
Yes. And while I think that's all very humorous, clearly. And now hasn't there now even been a third reference? Now, we discussed the first reference was the 2x2 hands of blue. Now this reference where he puts on his old costume from the show. And isn't there now even another reference where they were, like, he was throwing a party, which he called a shindig?
It's the same episode. And one of the other people at the party is like, hey, nice shindig. Something along those lines. So.
And I don't think that's reaching. I think clearly they're trying to pander to the Firefly audience. And what I don't understand is why other people haven't started making appearances yet.
You know what? He made a bunch of references this past episode. He also made references to Underworld, to the Underworld movie franchise.
Was he in that?
He wasn't, but he's just made some really weird references. He's been making like these pop culture references, and the Firefly ones have been making their way in there. So,
well, that's good. Keep pandering. Let's find out.
It's a good show.
Where's Ron Glass? Where's his special appearance? Where is I'm thinking of everyone who's out of work. The Doctor.
Sean Marr?
Yeah. Where the heck is his appearance?
I don't know. They haven't asked anybody to appear as a special guest yet. So
No one's saying they haven't asked, sir.
Said yes, then maybe.
Maybe.
But
Jewel State's not doing nothing right now.
This is true.
Neither is Summer Glau.
Well, she's got an upcoming stint on Dollhouse coming.
Yeah, okay, a couple episodes. So
Marina's got V.
And she's done all her work she's going to do on that show.
So that's that.
Well.
And, yeah.
By the way, did you mention the name of that show?
No.
You sure?
I'm almost positive.
What's the name of the show, man?
I'm not saying
What's
it.
What's the name
what
of the
am
show?
I think he did. I don't think I missed. Are you sure?
I would know if I said it right.
I don't think so.
I didn't say it.
I think you said it.
I think you said it.
Shut up, just Mike.
Listen, in comic news, Paul Grist's Jack Staff, which is a book we frequently speak about on this program, is going to relaunch under the new title, The Weird World of Jack Staff. And it's going to be more of an anthology-based kind of thing, which is not only going to focus on the character of Jack Staff, but all the other characters in the world as well. And that's coming in early 2010 from Image. And also on the Jack Staff front, if you've never read it, you should, because I think it's really great stuff. On that front also, we should say, coming in Series 2 of Indie Spotlight from Shocker Toys, is it actually a Jack Staff action figure, which is great. And I told Beckett, Jeff Beckett, the head of that toy company, I said he really should do more characters from that universe. So hopefully that'll happen. And by the way, one more series.
Yeah.
And they pass Marvel Toys independent line. That
nice.
Happens. Yeah. So good luck to you, Beckett. I hope it happens. Frank Cho, also in the comic book news.
I know that guy.
Yes, he's announced the finalists in his talent search for his 50 Girls 50 project, which is also coming from Images. The finalists are Alex Medellin, Alan Otero, Andrew Paul, Brett Barkley, Dagu Yu, Eric Owen, Joel Carpenter, Kame House, Milks, M-I-L-X, that's the whole person's name.
All right.
And Tommaso Rainier. This is like the usual suspects' names. It's crazy. These guys will be competing to do a series set in an era when Earth is dying and an all-female crew is looking for different planets to save humanity, and they found a wormhole that only women can go through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so the whoever the finalist is going to be, there'll be an announcement in a couple of weeks, and the book will hit in 2010. And also in Frank Cho news, I don't know why we're doing so much Frank Cho news. I think because, like other artists,
is
like,
Liberty Meadows still happening?
I don't
That's
know.
That's on hiatus, isn't it?
I don't know what's going on with that. He's working on other projects, as I'm about to tell you. He is also working on a project with Marvel. It's Ultimate Comics New Ultimates series. He and Jeff Loeb. I'm really sick of Marvel stopping and starting things. Do you know they went back to the Captain America numbering so that they could have a Captain America 600, which they could charge more for, even though there's been no numbering like that since 400 and something?
I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise, but it's just annoying.
I'm just saying, comics are bugging me.
Charlize Theron in the news this week.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
Yes. What?
Have you heard about why she's in the news this
No,
week?
Why?
Because she's rumored to star in the fourth installment of the Mad Max film franchise.
As what?
As potentially...
Max's daughter?
As potentially the rumor goes as the lead, yeah. Because when Miller did that interview a couple months back when he had first talked about doing this, another Mad Max film, he said in the interview kind of that he thought Mel Gibson might be a little too old to come back in the role as Mad Max.
Yeah, it didn't stop Harrison Ford.
It didn't stop, it didn't stop, what's his name, coming back as Plissken. I mean, of course, that was years ago already, but at this point, but
Kurt And Russell. He'd do another one.
Absolutely.
He said he would do another Snake Plissken movie.
So
that's Kurt
Russell.
Russell, by the way, yeah.
That's a rumor, not confirmed, but, you know, we report
well,
on
rumors
here.
Well, it's certainly interesting. Charlize Theron, an Academy Award winner, to helm a movie like that is an interesting choice.
Well, she did Aeon Flux.
Oh, God. Yeah, which means, really, the Academy Award just doesn't mean anything anymore for people's careers.
It's just random now.
Look at Cuba Gooding Jr.,
That's right.
Academy Award winner Cuba Gooding Jr. hasn't picked a decent movie since then.
Are you trying to say that his portrayal as a retard in radio was subpar?
As we all learned from Tropic Thunder, you never go full retard.
That was full retard.
I thought he went full retard.
That was full.
Clearly he did, and clearly it was a bad
choice.
Clearly
it failed?
So,
I'm sorry. His role as the first as the first Navy diver in what was that movie? Men of Honor?
Oh, with Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that movie was subpar also?
Cuba
Gooding
Jr.'s
best role on film?
Yes.
Lightning Jack.
That was a great movie.
I know.
But clearly that came before the Academy Award
I know.
Jerry Maguire.
Yes, I know.
A movie runs so often on cable, I'm wondering why they haven't renamed one of those cable channels the Jerry Maguire channel, because that and Casino are run more than any two movies that you can name
right
now.
Just call it the Money Channel.
Could call it that, yep.
Debunked rumor of the week, there is not going to be a Rocky 7.
Yes, I did hear something about that.
So there was I believe it was a German magazine or periodical, ran some article with an interview from Sylvester Stallone that was like 4 years old, but they were running it as new. So in this article, he's talking about doing another Rocky film, and naturally what he's talking about
is Rocky Balboa.
So there's not going to be another Rocky. There's no Rocky 7. It's over.
Yeah.
And I just want to go on the record of saying Rocky Balboa, really good Rocky movie.
Yeah, it was a good flick. Really was good.
I'd put it up there in the top three, probably.
What would be the top one?
It would be Rocky.
Okay, then what?
Rocky 2. Then Rocky Balboa, then 3. Then 4. We forget about 5.
Okay.
5 didn't happen.
That sounds like a good... Yeah, I would take but that.
Dude,
that's not terrible. I mean, you could argue the placement of Balboa in 3, maybe.
I was really worried about Rocky 5, that Stallone might get the high five.
The high five?
From Tommy the Machine Gun.
Didn't he didn't he, years later, he was clean or, right? Didn't
something he test, weird happened with him,
tested
yeah.
negative or some shit?
He tested positive and then did treatment and then tested negative yeah. or something weird. Yeah, I don't care. I'm not going to, I ain't going to,
so,
just saying.
I know you're not an anime fan.
No, that's inaccurate.
Okay. I know in general, the bulk of anime is not something you appreciate.
Yes, I have very specific anime tastes.
That being said, I know that you probably haven't seen this, but are familiar with, at the very least, Ghost in the Shell.
Yes, I have heard of it. Okay. Yes.
So, apparently, Avi Arad is working on a 3D live-action Ghost in the Shell movie.
Why? Because he doesn't have enough Marvel properties to develop?
I'm kind of confused. Like, I thought he was pretty much
locked in.
Locked into Marvel projects. Guess so why not. Why this? I don't know.
I don't know.
I like Ghost in the Shell. I like the manga. I liked the first movie. I like
manga.
I like some of the subsequent series that I'd seen. I hadn't seen all of it, but it could translate very well. It would be interesting. Doc Savage
announced on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
On Big Kev's Geek Stuff in an interview that with you had Mike. Done with Michael Uslan yes. at a Big Apple Con.
At a Big Apple Con, yes.
Before the war.
I think the last big one. The last.
It was the last national they merged with.
I think that's true, yes.
Before they merged with Wizard. Well, it has a writer and it has producers now. So presumably it's moving forward in some way, shape, or form.
Is Mike Uslan one of those producers?
He is not listed as one of the producers.
That's interesting.
I'm sure that he is in some way associated with the project. I mean, he told us as much, unless he has left that project by the wayside. But knowing Mike, I can't imagine that he would leave that. I mean, that's something that he kind of cares about. I have a reimagination.
Oh, you're learning. He can be taught.
He's yes. Hey, Matt, did you say the name of that show?
No.
What's the name of that show?
Earlier, you mean?
Yeah, earlier.
I'm sure he said it.
I think he said it.
Nothing.
Just saying.
Steve Carr has signed on to direct the 1986 or the remake of the 1986 movie Short Circuit.
The what?
Reimagination.
There you go.
Short Circuit.
Why?
Johnny Five.
Why would you remake that movie?
I kind of like that movie the way it was.
Is it because there wasn't a real Indian in the role? It was that white guy dressed as an Indian?
I'm thinking it's because
you can
Steve
laugh.
Carr...
You can laugh, just Mike. That shit, just Mike's that like really holding it in. He's like, I don't want to laugh out loud. Go ahead, laugh. That shit's
really
funny.
Me, I'm sorry.
Number Johnny Five.
Well, Steve Carr has directed some fantastic movies, so we can expect nothing but the best.
Are they going to get Ben Kingsley, the other white guy who pulled off that?
You want to know what he's directed so far?
Sure.
This gentleman. Paul Blart, Mall Cop. Are We Done Yet? Daddy Daycare. Dr. Doolittle 2. Next Friday.
Wow, it's just a stream of... Why has this guy not won an Academy Award yet is what I want to know.
I have no idea.
Unbelievable.
Why you need that is beyond me.
Unbelievable. He's like that guy who directed the Blood Rain.
Oh, Uwe Boll.
Yeah, Uwe Boll. Yeah. Ugh. Oh, that's the phone. Are we getting a phone call?
I think that's what that is.
All right, let's go to that phone call.
Hey, this is Aiden Smith calling in. You don't really have to know that much about Uncharted 2. All you have to know is that you can shoot guns, and it has multiplayer. So if you've ever wanted to play as an Indiana Jones-type character and shoot some random kid from London in the face, then Uncharted 2 is your game. Plus, I propose Just Mike Minute, where he discusses whatever's on his mind, however silly that may sound. Later.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Just Mike Minute.
So this week I went on BestBuy.com and I saw they have a deal for you buy two video games and you get one free. So you know, I really don't think there's a recession going on in my house because, you know, I don't get laid and I don't have a girlfriend and all I do is stare at pictures of tits and play video games. So I decided what I'll do is I'll spend the $120 and buy these three video games. So I got Halo ODST, Borderlands, and Demon's Soul, which is an RPG that they backordered, and I now have to wait 2 weeks before I get that. So when I get the shipment, I'll start with Borderlands, as the caller such said, and go on with that. But the thing that I'm really excited about is in my room, I get to play Borderlands while I stare at the Green Lantern logo. So now I can feel pathetic about myself by staring at a $90 paper mache logo while playing a video game that I collectively paid $120 for, and I got a third one free, which is not even for the same system. So at that point now, I'll be playing these games, and I'll have the Green Lantern thing to stare at. And
that was the Just Mike Minute.
And there it is.
A Just Mike Minute. So anyway, what was Agent Smith talking about?
Well, he was talking about Uncharted 2, but I wanted to talk about Borderlands. We brought it up last week.
So we're basically going to ignore the caller and take a
break. Well, he said some good stuff about Uncharted 2. He launched Just Mike Minute.
The Just Mike Minute.
You know, he's getting credit.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But I played Borderlands. I wanted to talk about it.
Good idea to talk about what the caller wanted.
I want to play Uncharted 2. I want to shoot a European kid in the face. I like Indiana Jones. I talked about Uncharted 2 and the phone call. Can I go?
Well, you know, if you'd like to call into our hotline,
425-920-6050.
You too can be blown off by OG, and I mean that in a non-sexual way.
Oh, thank God.
But if you do have a legitimate question, even an illegitimate question, or a comment or something you'd like to hear us talk about on the show, give that hotline a call and leave us a message over there, will you? Please.
So,
what were you saying, OG?
Borderlands.
Something about Outland or Borderlands?
So
or
I played it.
Outland.
I picked it up at GameStop.
Uh-huh.
And I'm enjoying it, which is surprising because I'm not really a first-person shooter kind of guy.
Right.
But it's pretty fun. The game mechanics are pretty cool. If you pick it up at GameStop, it comes with a Gearbox Mercenary Weapons Pack.
Ooh.
That's an exclusive to them. And
is that why you didn't? I think I heard something in the rambling Just Mike Minute that you were
listening?
You could. No, I'm just saying I think I heard.
Oh, I went
something
to pee.
About Best Buy and a deal.
I don't know. I got mine at GameStop.
If I had a sandwich, I wouldn't have been listening at all, but I don't have a sandwich.
It's not my problem.
Just saying.
All right. So
where the hell is production Tim?
Really? It's a good game. It has some flaws, though. It has some flaws, I think, in the quest system and how the quests work. Like, for example, you have to activate which quest you're working on. And if you do something that's part of another quest while a different quest is active, you don't get credit for it.
That's bullshit. And can you only activate one quest
only
at a time?
Only one quest at a time. It's kind of weird,
gay.
But I reached level 12. And I'm enjoying it. I'm playing Mordecai, which is the sniper hunter type character.
Now, when can you get him? At what level can you get a mount? What level do you get flying?
At level 11 or 10, you get access to the vehicle stations. You get a vehicle.
Okay.
Which I have. And then you have the choice of, at least for me right now, I have the choice of rocket launcher or machine gun.
Which professions have you chosen? Have you chosen mining or tailoring?
This is Warcraft. But it does have a skill tree. You do get a skill point each level that you get to spend, kind of like talent points.
Mm-hmm.
And you have skill trees, three different skill trees that you can spend them in. And it's pretty good. It's a really fun game. I'll keep updated on it as I play a little bit more. But
do you, because it's now the Halloween season, do you get to go after the Headless Horseman in the game?
No, I'm sorry. Do you know when the last time I played WoW was?
No.
It's probably about 6 weeks ago.
Wow, why?
I haven't logged in about 6 weeks. I kind of got bored.
Really? Because it's a Halloween time now, the Headless
Horseman
stuff.
Yeah, I know, all
that
fun stuff. I might log back in just for some of that.
Trick-or-treating?
Yeah, but really, 6 weeks it's been since I've played.
I don't know, sir. I still have a good time playing.
All right, I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm just running up yet another character.
All right. I think we should run into a break.
Well, we certainly run up to one.
Right.
So in that case, we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 169, Carefully.
Combo Breaker!
Combo ComboBreaker.com makes original video game t-shirts that gamers want to wear. Head over to ComboBreaker.com to shop for original gaming t-shirts based on some of the best games ever made. From the classics to the soon-to-be classics, check out Combo Breaker's first round of shirts featuring designs inspired by your old-school favorites like Simon's Quest, Metroid, Punch-Out, and Star Fox. And just in time for the long-anticipated release of Street Fighter IV, pre-order your Raging Demon t-shirt now. But that's not all. ComboBreaker.com also brings you unbiased reviews and a damn good podcast to boot. So head over to the iTunes store, search for Combo Breaker, and subscribe today.
If you're in the tri-state area, pick up your ComboBreaker.com apparel at Digital Press Video Games, 387 Paget Avenue, Route 46 East, Clifton, New Jersey.
And for a limited time, visit ComboBreaker.com and enter coupon code GeekStuffXM during checkout for an extra 10% off your next order.
That's ComboBreaker.com for the best in original gamer designs.
You know it.
Combo Breaker!
Yo, what's going on? It's Aaron Magruder, the creator of the Boondocks. You're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Holla at your man Kev. Later.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 169.
Gorilla for sale. If you want a little gorilla, you can call your own.
You're supposed to sing at the beginning of segment two.
It's the McGilla Gorilla theme.
Is that because the 1960s cartoon volume 1 came out on DVD this week?
Before you do that.
Geek Stuff. DVD news.
Well, Saturday Morning Cartoons, 1960s, Volume 2, and Saturday Morning Cartoons, 1970s, Volume 2, came out this week.
Ooh, whoopee.
And I should say that the exciting part about the 1970s, Volume 2, is that there are Hair Bear Bunch episodes in there.
What?
You remember the Hair Bear Bunch?
No.
The hippie bears? They had the big afros?
Oh, yeah.
they lived in like a zoo or some shit. It was a silly, stupid cartoon.
How do you remember that?
Johnny Quest in there. I don't know, some weird stuff. Anyway, they came out on DVD this week. Battlestar Galactica, The Plan came out on DVD this week in regular and Blu-ray.
And I think Just Mike got... Didn't you get that one, Just Mike?
Yes, I did, sir.
Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs came out on both DVD and Blu-ray this week as well. Monty Python, Almost the Truth came out this week.
Did you see that documentary over... They showed it an hour a day over 5 days.
Over Almost the Truth?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
It was awesome.
Oh, I want to see it. It's actually probably something I'll consider picking up. So, and I know it's on sale, so that's good. I just gotta wait till I get back from my, from my trip.
Yeah, we should take this time to mention that there will probably not be a Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode next week because
I'm going to Disney, bitches.
Because OG is going shopping for me.
Disney, bitches. Stan Helsing also came out this past week on DVD.
What's that?
It's one of those, it's a scary movie, Spartans, not another teen movie.
I see. Oh, I thought it was a pornography film.
Kind of thing. No. In the porno this week, we have striptease for burlesque, exotic dance in real life.
Enough. Were there any other DVDs that were worth mentioning?
No, I think that was it. I think I hit on all of them.
I'll take this time to mention that the transition has begun.
What, to Blu-ray?
Yes.
I'm almost proud of you.
I just can't take it anymore. The pressure's too great.
You're giving in?
Yeah.
You're caving?
I took a whole bunch of DVDs that I had, and I brought them to a place that trades them in.
Right.
I literally traded in 35 DVDs. I'd say better than half of them were not even opened. I got 8 used Blu-ray.
There's nothing wrong with that. At least you got 8.
8 used Blu-ray is what I got for 35 DVDs, half of which were not, probably better than half of which were not even opened.
That's so sad.
I know.
It's so sad.
It's like, it really, it's like 15 years ago again.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is.
And I'm just starting all over. Makes me sick.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Yes, there are a couple we'd like to
There's
mention.
Always a couple.
Yes, Batman 692 has come out. This is the continuation of the Dick Grayson is Batman storyline. Is that right, Just Mike?
Just Mike likes Dick.
I love Dick.
See?
From Blue Water Comics, it's Tom Corbett's Space Cadet. Now, I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention. It's a great book. It's got a unique, I'd say a pseudo, it's not really animated style, but the artwork is really interesting, and it reads very nicely. I don't know. I thought it was a very good book, so I picked it up. I'm recommending everybody check it out. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Also from Dynamite, it's Buck Rogers number 5, continuing that great reimagination. I guess it's a sort of reimagination, I guess. Also this week, The Web number 2 from DC. Great book.
You're really digging that, man.
I'm telling you, man, it's good. Star Wars Legacy 41 from Dark Horse. This is Mandalorian Mayhem.
Sounds so corny.
I know, it's just, but they're bringing everything back.
Did you hear, can we take a 2 second tangent? Did you hear the Star Wars rumor this week that there was going to be a new, seven, eight, and nine was going to be done all in 3D? Did you hear that rumor this week?
Yes, I did.
And it got completely debunked by Steve Sand.
Oh,
like,
really?
Come on, people. It was really kind of like, he really just bitch slapped fandom. Like, really, honestly, it was great.
Wonderful.
Sorry. I just took a tangent. I'm allowed, right?
No, it's okay. That's why we edit.
Asshole.
Arkham Asylum Reborn. It's Arkham Reborn, number 1. It's a one-shot first issue about them reopening Arkham Asylum. I haven't really read it yet. Just Mike, you picked this up, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So we'll see what that's all about. And finally, in the regular comic book releases this week, I wanted to bring to your attention Wolverine. It's from Marvel. It's called Wolverine Art Appreciation.
What?
Now, what this is they have taken artists that we know now, guys like Ed McGuinness and Scotty Young, you know, the artists of today. And what they've done is they've given them a little assignment. They said, okay, we want you to render Wolverine in the style of one of the classic artists. So you have, in the example that we've given so far, Scotty Young, they asked him to do Wolverine in an homage to Edward Gorey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you get a Scotty Young piece, which is inspired by Edward Gorey, Wolverine as the topic. Ed McGuinness, they gave Primitive Graffiti, Mayan cave paintings of Guatemala. They said, render Wolverine in this fashion. So that's what he did. He did a little.
Wow, that's really nice looking too.
Yeah, did some investigation, cool. And he did some, turned some stuff around. And then they have some other ones.
Is there
in
like
here.
Abstract Picasso Wolverine?
As a matter of fact, by Juan Doe, it's Pablo Picasso Wolverine. There's also
Juan Doe. Is that like?
Yes.
Is that an unnamed person in a hospital in Mexico? What the fuck is that?
Here's there's a Vincent Van Gogh.
Missing the ear.
Wolverine. Oh, nice. The ear is on the end of his.
On the end of the claw.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it's his necessarily, sir.
I thought there was a hole on his head. Isn't it removed from his head?
Andy Warhol.
Nice.
At the end, which is not really a stretch.
No, not by
so
much.
It's actually, you know what it is? It's just a little cute sort of art book. And there you go. It was $3.99. It's worth it. It's different. You know what I mean? It's got a textured cover, too. It feels like it might be some sort of like a vinyl-y cover type
That's
thing.
Cool.
Yep. So check that out from Marvel. Wanted to talk about a couple of books we got from our friends over at DK Publishing.
Ooh-wee.
Yes, their latest releases. Now, for those of you that know DK, or don't know, rather, the DK makes coffee table books.
They do, and we love them.
Yes, and they're large, visually compelling books about topics that we enjoy. Lots of pictures, lots of information. And what I have here is I have the Pixarpedia, the complete guide to the world of Pixar and beyond. Get it? Because and beyond, because Toy Story to infinity and beyond. And look, it's filled with all sorts of information about Pixar, all the Pixar movies. It's full with giant illustrations from all the flicks.
Pretty awesome.
I know, sir. And it's got tons of information. I mean, this book is humongous. And it goes right through Up, I think. I think it stops at Up. I think Up is the last one that they cover. But it's got all sorts of special, interesting material inside. And it's, 350 pages, sir.
Very nice.
Yeah, an oversized book. Going to run you about $40. In fact, it's going to run you exactly $40 unless you live in Canada. Well worth it for any Pixar fan. Covers all the hits that you know. The Toy Story movies, Cars, Up as we mentioned, Monsters Incorporated. What was the one with the rat?
Oh, Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. Yeah. All of the...
Bugs Life.
Bug's Life, yes, that's also in
Nemo,
here.
Wall-E.
The Incredibles.
Up.
What's the bug one? Ants.
Bug's Life.
Bug's Life, yeah. Ants was the not Pixar version, right?
The Stallone one.
Yeah. Ew. Wasn't Stallone?
Yeah, wasn't he one of the voices or something like that?
I don't think so. That's from DK. And also from DK this week, it's the Halo Encyclopedia. The definitive guide to the Halo universe. Again, around 300 pictures and pages, rather, of pictures and information about this incredible universe that we've discovered in Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo Wars, and Halo 3 ODST. Comprehensive companion to characters, weapons, vehicles, history, locations. It's got tons of never-before-seen material from the Halo story, and wow, it's incredible. Again, gonna run you $40 from DK. You're a fan of Halo, I think you gotta have it. And there it is, two great books from DK.
Nice.
Check out, I think it's dkpublishing.com, I think.
That is correct, sir.
And you can get more information about these and other exciting products from DK Publishing. Terrific stuff.
Geek Stuff product reviews.
And let's get right into product, because we have a bunch of it and we are running out of time.
We are in fact running out of time. Why don't you start with something you have over there, and then we'll work our way back.
Okay. This week from Toynami, the latest pair of Futurama action figures have arrived. These are really great figures. If you're a fan of Futurama, you got to be patient, and eventually all of these will come out. Professor Farnsworth and Hermes are the two characters in this wave. Really terrific, because these are two key characters in the show. You know what I haven't been enjoying about Toynami releases, sir, is the fact that they have re-released. There was one wave where they re-released Fry,
right,
and
Leela
as the superhero versions. I didn't like that so much. In the series that's upcoming, it's going to feature Chef Bender and Mom. I think Mom is a terrific character, but do we need Chef Bender rather than having another unique character? I don't know. You collect them all and you build a bot, Roberto.
Which one's Roberto?
You can build your own Roberto. So Roberto can get right back to practicing his stabbing.
I don't remember Roberto.
Looks like an angry robot. I don't know Roberto, but if you get all of these figures, you build Roberto. Hermes and the Professor Farnsworth, great characters for you to enjoy. And those are from Toynami. That's the company that's slowly trickling these out. So check those out at a local store near you. Also, a little nerd item here from Time Machines, TIME Machines, powered by Funko. You can go to timemachines.com, T-Y-M-E machines.com. I got the Star Wars Stormtrooper 4 GB USB flash drive.
Okay.
Yes.
Just cause?
Just cause. It was a Stormtrooper, and I had to have it. His helmet pops off where the connection to the USB is. He's got 4 gigs. It's a high-speed USB 2.0 for fast data transfer. Intel Pentium PC or Macintosh computer with USB support works on any USB drive. So there it is. Also in the line, they have Darth Vader, Boba Fett, and Yoda. Just pop the hat off, and there you go. I'm going to put all my porn on here.
All right.
No one will think to look on the Stormtrooper for the porn. So there you go. And he looks just like a little, when you put him together, he doesn't look like a USB drive at all. It looks just look like a little Stormtrooper guy, of which I have many. So I could really hide the porn on and just stand him with my other Stormtroopers in the Great Imperial Army collection that I have. No one would know. And if I wanted porn, I could just go over, grab him, pull his little helmet off, plug him in, porn.
How many gigs?
4 gigs.
I would need to buy at least 10 of those then.
I'm sure you would. You know, there are sites, sir.
Oh, just streaming.
There's also programs for people with problems.
I was going to say, you know, you're going to go blind.
DC Direct brings us yet another Batman black and white statue. This terrific series has been going on, and we are very excited about it continuing, especially this month with the latest, based on the art of Ed McGuinness and sculpted by our pal, James Shoup.
Ed McGuinness in this a lot tonight.
Yeah, he has been in this a bit, hasn't he? He's got a terrific pose. It's sort of a jumping up pose. I think the drawing that they based this on looks like to me he's jumping up. What do you think, OG?
Yeah.
Right? I'd say he's jumping. Wouldn't you say he's jumping?
Yeah, he's jumping. I'm wondering if is he jumping up or maybe he's like leaping off the top of a building?
But it looks like he's going up, right? However, the sculpted version.
Not so much.
Now he kind of looks like he's landing to me. So I'm not sure how to take it. The sculpting is really great. We got to say.
Maybe it's just the way you look at it.
Maybe.
It's profile versus head
maybe.
On.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. Maybe when I take it out of here, we'll know more. About 7.5 inches tall. It really, James Shoup has really captured the art of Ed McGuinness, which is one of the point of this sculpture series.
The whole point of that series.
Yes. And, of course, more are coming. These are about quarterly now with some specials thrown in here and there. So it's DC Direct, Batman Black and White, based on the art of Ed McGuinness. That's coming to us this week.
All right.
And what do you got something over there as well, right?
I do. Maddie Collector. We talked about it on the show before. They're releasing the Ghostbusters.
Now, let's say Maddie Collector is the collector's only arm of Mattel.
That's correct.
So Mattel is creating products expressly for collectors, and they are only available at MattieCollector.com.
Right now, the hot items are the Ghostbusters pieces and the Masters of the Universe pieces.
Right.
I think this past week they released like a Teela figure. And there was Ray Stans was the Ghostbusters piece.
Right. And then coming up in November is the Doom Patrol 4-pack.
Right.
Animated.
Right.
The animated style from the Justice League. That's very exciting.
So this continues the line that was started in San Diego. Egon was San Diego. It's a great piece, actually. I'm pretty impressed with the sculpt. I remember when I had seen... What are these? 6 inches?
6 inches, yeah.
When I had seen the 6-inch Ray in San Diego, I thought like they had pulled him out of the mold too fast. Like his face was kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
But the finished product is actually pretty good. It comes with a little glow-in-the-dark Ghostbusters logo on a stand. And, you know, we'll eventually have the full line. We have, I think, Winston is next. He's December.
Uh-huh.
And then Venkman is the holdout sometime next year.
Venkman, they still can't get right, huh?
No. Well, we haven't seen him yet, but he's the fourth. I mean, they said they're putting him out, so he's the fourth. And it's great because I have that NECA Stay Puff figure.
Oh, that's right.
That they
right.
put out years ago.
Uh-huh.
Not the little bank one. I mean the
big
the
one.
Big one.
Yeah.
The scale's got to be... It's off, but it's not bad.
No, I think... Well, I mean, as a display, I'm
as
sure
a display,
it'll display
it's,
nice.
It's perfect, yeah.
But I'm sure they would be like... that big.
Yeah, they'd have to be like 3¾ probably to work with that size, but still not bad.
It's not bad. No, no, it's not bad at all. And, you know, the other good part about these figures is if you do get a Winston, you'll actually be able to get that one signed. Aww. At almost any big convention.
Well, you can get Ray signed, too, if you find Dan Aykroyd at one of those Vodka signings.
Oh, is it Vodka?
It's
that
Vodka.
Yeah. You know, he just did one of those in Clifton.
Yeah, he did that with Stu Leonard. It's like a couple months back.
Yeah,
too
bad.
Like $100, I think.
It was?
It was $100 to get to buy a bottle of the vodka and get it signed.
Wow.
Like $90 or $100, something like that, yeah.
If he had signed my toy, I mean, maybe it would have been worth it, but $100 bottle of vodka, I don't care who signs it.
Well,
fucking Khrushchev could sign it. I wouldn't buy it. $100. Let's talk about this, shall we?
Let's segue into it.
Yes, Mattel has released their much anticipated toy line based on James Cameron's Avatar, a film that has not opened yet. When is this film opening?
Never.
No, is it seriously? Is it opening
2010? I guess, right? It's got.
Oh, no, I think before then because
isn't
they're saying
isn't it
Oscar.
Christmas
yeah.
or something?
Before,
oh,
yeah.
is it Christmas?
Yeah, I believe it's
or
this
November.
Year.
Or
oh
something?
Yeah, 2009.
Yeah,
I thought it was like I thought it might be like real early 2010, but no, it looks like it's 2009. So I guess it's coming out soon.
And although we don't know the exact premise of this movie,
no one does.
We know it's got interesting looking effects and characters and things because we're looking at them in toy form here in Studio A tonight. We have a whole bunch of the toys. We want to give a quick overview of what you can expect from these toys. Well, now, I have what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say it looks like there are three distinct product lines within the line. Right?
Okay.
There's 3¾.
Right. Is
there's
that what they are?
Six
three
inch.
Quarter? 6 inch. Uh-huh.
And then there's vehicle.
Right, which are in the
assortment.
They're in the 3¾.
Are they part
scale.
Of the 3¾?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you actually. So let's take the big one first, right out of the bat. This is the one that I think that I like the most so far, and that is the Amp Suit, and it's basically a mech.
Yes.
That a pilot rides in, one of the 3¾ figures rides in. It looks like a typical mech suit, like, you know, from anything that's ever had a mech suit. What do you got?
Exo Squad.
Go on. What?
Aliens.
Just Mike. Oh, Aliens. Good. Just Mike, you got one?
I was going to think Aliens.
Come on. Come on, you're on a geek program. What? Come on. Exo Squad. Aliens.
Ooh.
Mech suit.
Maybe District 9.
Did District 9 have stuff like that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Robot Wars.
Robot
yeah.
Jocks.
Oh,
Robot Jocks.
Yes. Definitely. Yes. The ending of District 9. That's what I'll hold on with.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
District 9? Very good. I was going to go with The Matrix Part 3.
Oh.
Very well done.
They had those as well. Yeah. So there it is. It's kind of a nice piece. You slide your 3¾ pilot in there. It's fully articulated. And stacked to the gills with weapons and whatnot. And all of these toys are coming with a webcam eye tag.
Right. Now, we talked about the eye tag when we got back from, was it Toy
San
Fair?
Diego.
Was it, no, was it San Diego?
It was San Diego.
Where we had the display with the.
San Diego.
It was pretty neat.
It was neat. It was weird, but it was neat.
It's a little card, and you use it with your computer's webcam, and when the webcam on the computer picks up and scans the card.
Well, you got to download the application.
Yeah, right.
At avatariteag.com. So people can probably go over there and get it. It's avatariteag.com. AVATARITAG.com. Right? So you download the application and you place the eye tag in front of the webcam and you then control the 3D model on the screen.
On your screen, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty
weird. And then there's some sort of fighting that they can do, right?
Yeah, I remember when he had showed us the display, he explained that there was some sort of like battle. It's kind of a game.
Yeah.
You play a game with these, and there is some interaction between the different cards and different people, and it looked pretty neat. So
yeah. I can't wait to, we got to give that a try at some point. So there it is. That's the Amp Suit. And then I also have one of the creatures, the Thanator collectible figure, also comes with a web ID tag. And this looks like a giant
Genosian figure.
Yeah, it's 2-4 six-legged, part dog, part...
It looks like it's something out of Star Wars, episode 2 or 3 or something.
Well, but, I mean, you could say that about anything.
No, I know. But I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's a creature mount.
Yeah, it's a... I don't think it's a mount, sir. I think it's just a creature that they fight.
Just a creature?
All right. I think so, yeah. I don't see that anybody is mounting this. We probably would know more about this stuff when the movie comes out. We'll probably have to revisit this. And we will revisit this, I think, when the movie comes out. But that said, it's fully articulated. Anything you want to do with it, you can do. The mouth is articulated. It's got a lot of jagged teeth. All six of the legs are articulated. I mean, this looks like a fun figure. And when we have a context in which we can place it to tell you exactly how cool a translation it is from the film, then we'll be able to do that. And what do you have over there, OG?
I have the 3 3/4 line, and I have the 6-inch line.
So they've gone 3 3/4 and 6-inch.
Right. So far, it looks like there's a handful of figures in the 6-inch line. I'm thinking like 3 or 4, it looks like, so far, okay, based on what I can see on the packaging. It's 2 of the Avatar characters and then 1 of the military.
Right. So what we're getting here is that they are on some sort of planet, and they are in some way they're able to like control or create a body of an alien and then move about with the aliens in sort of disguise as one of them.
Yeah, it's weird. Something weird. I don't know what the hell.
But the aliens are kind of cool looking.
They are kind of cool looking. They're unique blue looking, that's and for sure.
Thin, and they look like blue elves, sort of.
Kinda, kind of like feline Tolkien looking elves. Nose and
yeah.
Eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know. The 6-inch figures are pretty good. It looks like they have all the basic points of articulation. I really kind of dig the packaging.
Yeah, the packaging is really spectacular.
I mean, you know, the portion that holds the figure isn't amazing. I mean, it's just a figure tube, but the cardboard and then the plastic casing on the side where it has Avatar and it's kind of superimposed over the background images of the planet or the mech or whatever. It's pretty nice looking. It's pretty nice looking. And then the 3 3/4, it's your basic kind of blister package. I mean, with the tube on cardboard. And again, it looks like there's a handful of figures in this line. Probably at least 7 or 8 that are available right now. Again, a bunch of the military characters and a couple of the aliens.
Right. Now, all of these come with these eye tags.
They all come with eye tags.
So I'm guessing that each one of these eye tags is going to in some way give us a different result when we have it on the screen.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I don't... I think they look great. I think they look like they're really good figures. I mean, the suit and the monster here look very good. The figures look very good.
The figures look okay. The suit looks great. The figures look okay. I think it's hard to pass judgment, though.
Well, because we don't have a lot of context.
Yeah.
Right? So I think what we'll do is we'll say right now they look really good without any context. So once we have a context, let's revisit these. They'll probably be more out by then. We will revisit this line when we have seen the movie, and then we'll be able to... So as toys, I think they stand up really great. Mattel does a great job with this sort of thing. So, and then with the eye tag and everything else, they're trying a lot of these new things. It's great. So I think from that perspective, I think they've done a really good job. But now let's wait and see. Once we have a context to compare them to, we'll see how well they've done then.
Okay.
And that's that. Anything else?
Nope. It's break time.
And with that, we'll take our final break, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 169, carefully.
Hey, Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group. They do that show. There's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are... in Montclair, the first and third Saturdays of the month, and in Bergenfield, New Jersey, on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Oodalolly.
Yes. All shows are Saturday night at midnight, uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
Love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7, and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there, I think, and some rice, maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. The king of cult films live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
Hi, hello. This is Patricia Quinn from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well, so
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 169, carefully.
Yes, let's just say really quick that our October Toys contest is coming to an end this week. This is your last opportunity to send us an email to geekstuffog@gmail.com. And what we're asking you to do is convince our friends at October Toys to bring their business back to the East Coast from the West Coast and why they should do that. It's a very simple contest, and the prize is fantastic.
It's pretty. And they and October Toys threw in yeah. a bonus prize on top of that.
I know.
Bag That's, of Red Zombies, wasn't it? Is that what it was?
Multiple prizes for this contest. So all you have to do is send us an email why October Toys should move their location from the West Coast to the East Coast. They're in L.A. right now. They're great people. We want them to come here so badly. So
we love them dearly.
Hang out and be friends. So send that over to geekstuffog@gmail.com. OG, what did we talk about on tonight's episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
After we got through the riveting, delicate procedure of removing the Green Lantern light, we talked about Peter Berg not directing Dune, so that is left out in the open now. Nathan Fillion appeared as Malcolm Reynolds in this week's episode of Castle.
That's a lie.
It is not a lie.
He did not appear as Malcolm
yes,
Reynolds.
Yes, he did.
He was Space Cowboy.
No.
What show is Malcolm Reynolds from?
That one. We talked about Jack Staff.
I think
coming out
it.
From Shocker Toys.
We talked about The Weird World of Jack Staff. That's Paul Grist's Jack Staff book being relaunched by Image in 2010 as a more of an anthology series to concentrate on other characters. We also talked about Frank Cho's 50 Girls, 50 Finalists, contest finalists, as well as his work with Jeff Loeb on Ultimate Comics New Ultimates. Ugh.
Charlize Theron, possibly in the fourth Mad Max. There is going to be no Rocky 7, and Ghost in the Shell may be coming to you in live-action 3D. Also, we talked about Doc Savage moving forward, writers and producers attached to that project, and the reimagination of the week, Short Circuit.
Yuck.
We did a phone call, but we can forget the phone call if you want.
No, no, we can say it. In segment two, oh no, that was segment one still.
Yes, it was.
And we also had a phone call from Agent Smith, who wanted to talk about how easy it was to get into that video game.
And launched a brand new segment here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yes, it's the Just Mike Minute.
That's right. I hear he said some interesting things.
I wish I had a sandwich. Told,
so but, sad.
You know.
In segment two tonight, we discuss some DVDs that came out this week.
Saturday Morning Cartoons, The 60s and 70s, both volume two. Battlestar Galactica, The Plan, Monty Python, Almost the Truth, Ice Age 3, and some porn that just Mike was interested in about burlesque.
We also discussed comic books to check out this week, which included Wolverine Art Appreciation, Arkham Reborn number 1, Star Wars Legacy 41, The Web number 2, Buck Rogers number 5, Space Cadet, Tom Corbett Space Cadet number 1, and Batman 692.
Also out from DK Publishing that we talked about this week, the Pixarpedia, featuring artwork and information about all the Pixar films up to date.
To date, yes.
And the Halo Encyclopedia, both of these awesome hardcover books by DK. It's DK.com if you want to.
Oh, is it DK.com?
Yeah, that's a little correction to what we said earlier. Ooh. It's DK.com if you want to check them out.
Oh. Products tonight. We talked about the brand new wave of Futurama figures, which is two, Professor Farnsworth and Hermes from Toynami. We also talked about Time Machines, TYMEMachines.com's Star Wars flash drives. I got the Stormtrooper. You can also get Vader, Fett, or Yoda.
Where you keep your porn.
And from DC Direct, the latest in their Batman Black and White series featuring the art of Ed McGuinness sculpted by the great James Shoup. And finally, we rounded out our product segment tonight talking about Mattel's brand new line of action figures, vehicles, and accessories for James Cameron's Avatar movie, which we don't know a lot about yet, but we can say that the toys are pretty good, and we're going to revisit them once we've seen the movie to see exactly how Mattel did here. I'd say phase one, Mattel's done very well. We'll see once we have a context to put these toys in if they hold up to the film.
We also talked about Maddie Collector. It's Mattel's collection branch of their lines.
Forgot about that.
Masters of the Universe, Ghostbusters specifically. Tonight we talked about the Ray Stantz figure. And they got a bunch of other cool stuff coming from that line. Check them out, MaddieCollector.com. Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have every single spanking episode over there. All 169.
Eight of them.
Eight.
Today, after they listen to this, there'll be nine.
And it's probably a missing episode or two and mystery episode.
Oh, yeah, there was a couple.
In theory, there are 168 plus one episodes on the website. Also, all of our video content over there. Mm-hmm. The Big Kev's Geek Stuff t-shirt, still for sale. Don't forget, you can check us out also over at geekerdome.com. There's rumor that we may still be on homegrownradionewjersey.com.
Is that true?
I think that's true.
Wow.
And you can follow us on Twitter, BK Geek Stuff for the show, Geek Stuff OG for me, and Just Mike, BKGS, or Just Mike, all over at Twitter. And I think that's it. I think we're going to wrap it up. I'm going to go on vacation, and screw you guys. I'm going to Florida.
Yeah, really nice.
And, coming back with shit for you.
So just, yes, you are.
I know.
I need Donald Troopers.
I know.
So just to remind you folks, there will not be a brand new episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff next week. So we'll see you in 2 weeks for episode 170, title to be named later. And with that, we'll turn it over to Just Mike. Do you have any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 169? Carefully.
I just saw on the package as I was putting it away, the Green Lantern package, it says really big, warning, fragile, exclamation mark. Remove product carefully. The packaging materials are intended to protect the product. If opened abruptly, damage to the product may result.
Did you get it back in there?
Yes.
Let me see. I want to see the warning.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Fucking Green Lantern light.
Dude, you got to pick that.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Come on, dude. That was fucking...
Oh, that's not right.
And on that note, we cue the music. Gorilla for sale. Don't you want a little gorilla you can call your own?